Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Aaron Varigan with Brookdale.
Hi, Julie.
Hello. Is it Brookdale?
Senior Living.
Senior Living.
Yes, Brookdale Senior Living.
You know, I'm familiar with Brookdale. I think I told you before, I used to go out there and get my little tunes on.
And I
love that place.
It's great.
I have fond memories of Brookdale. But Brookdale has had a lot of changes in the last year, huh?
Yes. About a year ago, we did a remodel. We spent over $1 million remodeling the whole inside.
Oh, wow.
There is an assisted living that has 37 apartments there. And then we have a memory care and dementia side that has 35 apartments. So it's a 72 apartment campus that we have, and it's purpose built for them, and it's a great place, a community for them to live.
So what makes Brookdale assisted living? What makes Brookdale different?
Brookdale, we're more personable centered with them, so we really take care of our residents. So we hold them in high regard. We always say, if you have breath in your lungs, you have purpose. And so we listen to many stories of all the people that come in. We pay special attention to them. So we really take care of them. And whatever it is that they come in, whether they're lonely, can't take care of themselves, they have dementia, Alzheimer's, we have programs that are centered towards them.
Do you ever find that there are couples who end up coming in together?
Yes, I have two sweet couples that live on the assisted living side, and so they always joke with me and everything, but they are the sweetest people that you see. And just them together, I see their daughters coming in, and they will take care of them, and they want to see that we're taking care of them, and we are. And so they are just thriving in our community, and so it's just great. I actually got to take the men out fishing, so we that, and then we went to Bucky's, and then I spent too much money shopping, and then they ended up doing the same thing. But we had a great time together.
That's pretty cool. Y'all can. Oh, yeah, that's right. You have like a little bus type thing, a little van.
Yes.
So you can take them places.
Yes.
What kind of places do y'all go? Like, what are some ideas of things y'all do?
So we have gone to the lake, Waxahachie Lake. They do take them out to Walmart or Target once a week. We have a women's club that actually goes and they go to eat somewhere. They'll go to Kohl's and then they'll go eat somewhere. They did that in Cedar Hill.
Oh, cool.
I have a men's group that comes and we go. The last place we ate is at Campuzano's. They ate too much.
But they
have a good time. So we do it twice a week. So we're taking them out twice a week so that they have fun, just different places around town. And then if we get hooked up with other people, we do the same thing.
That's cool. So do y'all have an age limit? Because I'm thinking Eric and I could move in there and be assisted. That kind of sounds nice.
Yes. No, so anybody can come in. There's no age. We have a lady that's 98 years old. She's still thriving in our community. She worked with CNB Bank here for 45 years.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people know her. There's a lot of residents in this community that are in there, and they're doing just an amazing job just seeing their lives thrive.
So if you're someone whose parents are at the age, maybe even, or if you're at the age that you're considering, like, as a couple going in somewhere, what are some things to help you know that it's time to maybe consider going into an assisted living, and what would that look like?
Mostly, I call them the kids of them. They're getting a hard time trying to take care of them. They're starting to forget things. They're starting to repeat themselves. They just can't manage life on their own. So you're having to cook for them, take care of them. And they start doing that where they can't do it because they're working. And so they realize it's just too much of a burden. So they look to us and they just ask us what we do. We give them 3 meals a day, 8, 12, and 5. We also do their laundry. We clean their rooms.
Shoot.
So they have a country club. It's nice. They don't have to do anything but enjoy themselves.
And don't y'all have someone who comes and does, like, their hair and stuff like
that? Yes, yes. Juanita comes on Wednesdays and does her hair. They get their nails done. So, I mean, they are just living the life up there. You can have a pet. I have a lady that has 2 cats in her room. She loves life. So she's having fun. So she's the sweetest little lady. So love her to death.
So you can have pets, you can get your hair done, your nails done, you get to go out on field trips.
Yes.
You know, and I've been there before when there's games going on.
Yes.
Fun games, like there's always something going on out there, something like exciting for them.
Yes, they'll have people come in and sing. They'll have people play the piano. We do have games. We'll do game night for them, and we'll invite the families to come out and play with them. And so they just have an exciting time together. So we really, really enjoy ourselves there.
That's cool. And y'all have something coming up on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What do y'all do? So just in general on the holidays and stuff, like how do y'all do that?
It's big for us. We have to get a bunch of tables because we have about 30 residents on our side and then their family. So you're looking at about 60 to 75 people coming. Mm-hmm. So we set up all the tables in the dining room and then together, and then we put the families together. We plan the Thanksgiving meals all out for them. And so we serve them when we come out and serve by plate and just ask them and give them drinks. And so they just see management just taking care of all the residents and their families. So they just see us up front serving them.
That's good.
Yeah. They have a great time together. So you just see a lot of talking and a lot of families connecting.
And probably Christmas, similar kind of stuff, huh?
Yes, yes. Christmas is really great. We set up for Christmas, and they get their gifts. Santa Claus comes, ooh, so they still like Santa Claus coming to them.
That's
he
funny.
Gives them a special gift. We take pictures together. So
aww,
the greatest
good.
Things, we'll put them on Facebook. And so you'll see different things with us doing that as well.
Good. All right. So I had asked you a couple of questions earlier, too. Oh, so, all right. This may or may not be appropriate, but you know, who am I to worry about being appropriate, right? Have I ever worried too much about that? But I have talked to different people lately who, when it comes to visiting assisted living centers, nursing homes, I don't know all the different categories of like living centers, but
right.
I've had friends recently who say, I cannot take my mom there. I went inside there and no one seemed to be paying attention, or mm-hmm. it stunk. I hear a lot of it stinky.
Yeah.
And I know that it's probably difficult to, especially probably more on the nursing home side, but when you have people there who have a lot going on, I mean, I'm sure it is a thing trying to keep that. Like, it's like being in your house and somebody
right.
having something going on, but then you have several people. So what do you say about that?
So I always tell people they get a misconception that we're a nursing home and not assisted living mm-hmm. and memory care. And so we, assisted living, they are still thriving. They're still getting on their own. They're independent living. They're conscious of what's going on. They're just like you and me, but just older, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do have people that do clean. So we've got two ladies that do that, and they do it every single day. So when you come in, it's clean. The door's kind of locked, so we let you in. Somebody does talk to you as soon as you walk in. We'll guide you where you need to go. It's a great, clean facility. Smells great. And like I said, it's just a wonderful addition to what you see in Waxahachie. So
that's good. Mm-hmm. So when you if you have a family member who has who is needing some memory care and has some dementia and stuff going on, what does that process look like?
If they do, we come in and we do an assessment. We'll talk to the family first. They talk about their loved one, and they know either they have dementia or Alzheimer's. They've been diagnosed with that. Then we send a nurse. We have three nurses, and we send one out, and they'll assess them just to make sure, see where they're at, see what kind of care that we need to provide. And we do the care exactly to the person. So it's different for each person, but they all get the care that they need. And so once we do that, then we get them in, and then they come into our memory care facility and stay as long as they can. So with the families, and so the families come and go as long as they want. They see what we do. We do a lot of activities, a lot of cognitive things with the mind and everything like that. So, and I'm back there visiting all of them. I know them by name, so they are sweet people. So
yeah, you were saying earlier that you hang out and have conversations a lot
yes.
with them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lady back there that was a doctor. You know, she just has movement of her eyes and her hands, but I talk to her and I know she can hear me, you know, and it's just things that most people may just walk by and never think about, but these people, they still have lives and they still are people, you know, they were great. They had great past. And so I've got another lady named Patsy. She did a record with her family. They did music, so she can still play the piano.
Aww.
Yeah. So
that's neat.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, cool. Okay, so we need to wrap up. Is there anything else you want to add about Brookdale? And if someone needs to get in touch with you, how do they go about doing that or get in touch with Brookdale?
Yeah, so you can just look up look us up at brookdale.com. We are on 2250 Brown Street next to the Waxahachie Veterinarian Clinic there. Mm-hmm. You can walk in. You don't even have to make an appointment. So you can call us, but you can just walk in and make an appointment with us, and we will see you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, guys, and like I always say, if you forget any of this and you're not sure exactly what we're talking about, you're always welcome to go call us at the chamber or visit our website, and we will post this this spot later as well. Thank you, Aaron, for your time today.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.